This is a Sichuan news update. Buttertop's Marsh Park is a bird watcher's paradise, but the marsh is also home to another animal that, while not always seen, is at risk of being endangered. The Western Painted Turtle is a slow-moving freshwater turtle native to Nanaimo and the rest of Western North America. The painted turtle is known for its red and yellow stripes on the head and neck and the red and yellow painterly pattern on its lower shell. While the turtle may live for 20 to 30 years, in British Columbia, the species is at risk. Painted turtles have called Buttertub's Marsh home for many years, and the Nanaimo Area Land Trust, or NALT, has been working to make sure the turtles continue to call the marsh their home with growing populations. Sichuan met at the marsh with Linda Broymans, stewardship manager for NALT, to talk about their conservation work. NALT has been surveying the turtles and its nesting habitats for 3 years. The Western Painted Turtle Project first started after Broymans was first contacted by the provincial government in 2006 to identify all habitats and areas where the turtles were located on the island.
But that their program was sort of starting to wrap up, and I was asking, is there anything that you think that a community organization can do, you know, something that's not, doesn't require too much training, but that regular folk can get involved in, because I know that people care about the turtles. So we started doing visual surveys at all other areas where people had reported seeing turtles. And from there, we were getting reports from the public, in particular about nesting turtles at Buttertubs.
When they started surveying the turtles in the marsh, they observed turtles basking. Basking is when they sit or float in a sunny spot and absorb the sun's heat through their bodies.
Gotten a lot of data on the turtles basking, where they like to bask and when and how many there are, roughly. There might be some hiding in nooks and crannies that we don't know about. But we've only seen one juvenile. And so that made us a little bit concerned about how successfully the turtles that nest here are able to produce young through to that, to the adult stage.
In the 3 years NALT has surveyed the turtles, they have only discovered one juvenile turtle. A turtle reaches its juvenile stage around its fifth year. Broyman says they have found that many of the turtles are not reaching their juvenile stage of life because of predators. Predators can get into the nest before the eggs can develop or can eat the hatchlings. Both local raccoons on land and invasive American bullfrogs in the marsh are the turtles' biggest predators.
And we discovered just by watching the turtles nesting, recording that information, that predators were getting to the nests within hours of the nest being laid. So that's why we've started to put the cages. And this is our third year where we're putting these cages. And if you look over here, you can see it's taken us some practice to find the best method, because the turtles will lay the eggs between mid-May to late July. And then the eggs take about 2.5 months to develop and hatch. And we've found here that the hatchlings will actually stay in the nest through to the spring. So they hatch and then they go into hibernation right away, essentially. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Once a turtle hatches their eggs, a NALT volunteer, or turtle ambassador as they're called, will place the square cage with lining on top of the buried nest. Volunteers will continue to monitor the nest throughout the year. Currently, there are several nests along the Buttertub's Marsh Trail, with cages covering the areas to keep both animals and humans away from disturbing the eggs. Nesting turtles need a dry, sunny spot located close to the lake to bury their eggs 15 centimeters underground. For the turtles in Buttertubs, that means many will make their nests in the middle of the trail that goes around the marsh. It's estimated there are approximately about 5 to 8 female turtles capable of nesting in the marsh today. Currently, NALT is in the middle of collecting its data on how the turtle population is performing in the marsh. They hope that since they started using the cages 3 years ago, that will mean in about 2 years, more juvenile turtles will start popping up, demonstrating that their work has led to more turtles reaching maturity.
While we're keeping tabs on where they're nesting and whether the clutches, you have the majority of the eggs hatch. And there was a nest farther down the trail where it seemed all the eggs, I think maybe 20 or so, hatched and made it out. But then you have others where you only have 2 out of 14 that hatched and made it out. So that means there's 12 eggs in there that didn't develop at all or partially developed, and then root material got into the egg and killed off the embryo.
As NALT continues to collect data on the turtle population in the marsh, they've also started working with Coastal Partners in Conservation. Coastal Partners in Conservation works in conservation efforts for the Western Painted Turtle, running a recovery program in the Lower Mainland.
They do have a head-starting program that they've done on the mainland, and where they will take eggs, incubate them, eggs that were laid in the wild by turtles at a particular site, incubate them, and then when they hatch, they'll keep them for about a year until they're a size that they're basically too big for most predators to eat.
While Broyman says they hope they don't need to run a similar program to help recover the population of the turtles in Nanaimo, NALT is now collecting data with Coastal Partners in Conservation to see if this is the best option.
But that a head starting program is really an intensive management strategy that it's like you really have to feel like your population is in dire straits. And we just don't know enough about the buttertubs population to say that a program that intensive is warranted. But if it is, we're happy to know that on the mainland there is a program that would make that possible, because it would be awful to, you know, in 20 years there are no more Western Painted Turtle at Buttertubs. It would feel like a real loss, I think.
Broyman says about 3 years of surveying the turtles' nesting patterns and survival rates is needed. After they collect the sufficient data, the two organizations will work together to figure out how a head-starting program is necessary in Nanaimo. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.